Fierté Montréal turns 20 this year, and this morning at Le National Theatre in the Gay Village, the team behind Montreal's big queer festival unveiled their summer programming, led by the festival's new interim executive director, Eugenio Monteiro.
It's our 20th anniversary this year, so it was really fun to have the opportunity to just highlight the diversity of local talent and local artists, so we are very proud.
But how many in the community will come out July 31st to August 9th for what some see as corporate pride, especially after 2 years of rocky relationships between festival leadership and those in the queer community who want pride to return to its radical roots?
I am surprised myself to be here today, honestly.
Samia Lamrini is a lawyer, a Moroccan queer, and the director of Helem Montreal, a queer anti-colonial group for Arabic-speaking Montrealers and those of Middle Eastern descent. Helem has had a difficult relationship with the festival since using the 2024 parade's moment of silence for HIV victims to draw attention to mass killings in Gaza.
We also want to protest and show that this is happening while we are celebrating, and how can there be a pride while there is genocide, you know?
At that same protest, a pro-Palestine disruption by the faction against genocide in solidarity, also known as the FAGS, resulted in police violence and calls for the resignation of then-executive director Simon Gamache. Fierté's refusal to take a stance on Gaza came to a head in last year's festival, when Fierté's leadership disinvited and then re-invited Zionist groups from the parade.
They promised us that there would not be any Israeli flags. They made so many promises. And I remember the day of the parade when I arrived, and the first thing I saw was the Israeli flag.
At the same time, several lesbian groups cut ties with Fierté, alleging underpayment and unprofessional conduct from then-programming director Chris Ngabanziza. It was this perfect storm of dissent that led to the creation of Wild Pride, an anti-corporate queer festival aiming to bring back the grassroots protest spirit.
Everyone was like, we are not taking part in Pride, yes, for Palestine, but Palestine always hides other things, you know?
Last year's Wild Pride Parade welcomed some 10,000 people, who in years past might have walked with Fierté. Montero recognizes that some queers will choose to organize with Wild Pride this year too. And he says that's not a bad thing.
I think as a Pride organization, we have the responsibility to just respect and acknowledge that we have a lot of diversity in the point of view, but also in the organization. I think that it's a great opportunity for our communities to have different spaces. I think Fierté Montréal this year, the new vision is more grassroots, is more about the communities, about the local groups, about the local artists. I think it's more the origin of Pride.
Still, Fierté has taken steps to bring the community back on board, emphasizing that the festival is, after all, about protest.
20 years ago, we had a lot of rights to just claim also. Now we have to stand also for our rights, because our communities are still in the target of a lot of politics and groups. So now we have to just be proud, but also we have to continue the fight for our rights.
More concretely, Fierté has taken steps to bring the community back on board and get this big organization known as Fierté a little closer to the grassroots. Since last festival, they've cleaned house. New executive director, new board chair, new programming director, and they've recognized the war in Gaza as a genocide, a statement they say they're not going back from.
We cannot refuse to see the international context.
Monteiro says they haven't committed yet to banning Zionist groups from the parade, and are instead banning groups that represent a nation. What this will mean on the ground and whether these changes will be enough remains an open question.
For me, words are great. They're really great words, but nothing will show me their true colors but their actions.
Wild Pride hasn't released its programming for this summer's second edition yet, but the full Fierté programming is now available online. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bugel with the Local Journalism Initiative.